At the airport in Manchester, England, two new employees have started work at the entrance to the security line. They are Julie and John, and they are holograms. Should passengers forget to throw away that souvenir bottle of Boddington's Bitter or a carry-on hand lotion that's just over the limit of 100 milliliters, the Manchester airport has decided regular old security attendants don't do the trick. So 1 week ago, they added these two holograms of real employees to remind passengers of the liquid restrictions. Russell Craig is the spokesman for the Manchester airport and joins us now from the airport. Welcome.
Thank you. Program.
And you're real, aren't you?
As far as I know, I feel real.
Okay, tell us about the idea of placing holograms at the airport.
Well, of course, you have to go back to August 2006 when the liquid restrictions suddenly came into force overnight and caused a huge amount of confusion. We've tried a number of things, from posters, from leaflets, from real staff being there to remind people. Even last summer, we had people dressed as giant bottles of water. You know, they all have varying degrees of success, but we got in touch with a company who we'd seen their holograms, and we thought, that sounds interesting. It sounds eye-catching. Let's give it a try.
Well, tell us what we would see as we walk in. Let's focus on Julie here for a moment. You walk in, and there is, actually, this is a two-dimensional hologram of your employee, Julie.
It is. There's variations of technology available. We've gone for the most basic just to test it out at this stage. And as you walk towards the main security search area, you'll see Julie standing there basically running through a 13, 14 second script. And we're only a week in, but we've seen some incredible results. Crowds are gathering around her because they're so amazed at how lifelike she is.
Yeah. Of course, the odd thing about a hologram is that this is Julie Capper is actually the name of the employee who's pictured here. She has an expression, a kind of arched eyebrows, a look of almost an inquisitive look. And it will ever be thus. She will always look like that in the hologram.
She will. And I have to say, I wasn't there when she recorded it, but I believe Julie took about 50 takes. So I think Julie is quite happy with her expression, even after having to listen to herself all week, because Julie actually works on the area, bizarrely, where her hologram is.
I see. So one could see both three-dimensional and two-dimensional Julies on some days.
That's right. We've seen some real confusion. In fact, on the first day, last Friday, when we unveiled the holograms, an old guy walked up to Julie's hologram and obviously thought it was the real Julie, handed her his passport. And, of course, when she didn't respond, he looked very annoyed that he was being ignored and then suddenly realised what happened and kind of shuffled off to see the real Julie.
Now, does the real Julie, or for that matter, the real John, do they get any overtime pay for being up in hologrammatic form all the time?
It's one of the benefits of hologrammatic staff, of course, is they don't go sick, they don't complain, they just carry on doing what they do. But what Julie and John have found as a benefit from this is quite a lot of fame and attention.
Yes, I bet. Now, how reprogrammable are these? If the requirements were to change, or if there were new substances you couldn't take on or could take on, could you easily change the message that Julie and John are giving as holograms?
Very, very easy to do. We've got the recording technology, so we just ask them to re-record something else, whatever that might be, so that they're in permanent, secure employment.
Well, Mr. Craig, thank you very much for talking with us about it.
Thank you.
That's Russell Craig, who is spokesman for the Manchester International Airport in England, which has installed holograms of two real employees at one of their security checkpoints.
You're listening to All Things Considered.